This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Cynthia Gore, last name G-O-R-E for Europe, first name Cynthia, C for Charlie, Y, N for Nancy, T for Tom, H for House, I for India, A for Apple. Date August 9, 2023, period Nipper aircraft. She's a 58-year-old female patient who comes with a history of shortness of breath on walking about half to 1 mile, but on a good day she may be able to walk more, period. She says her functional capacity has decreased by more than 50% in last 1 year, period. She does have to walk about half a mile while going to the work, period. She gives history of mid and lower retrosternal chest discomfort, which she experiences at times while driving to work, and sometime leaning forward and burping, B for boy, U R, P for Peter, I N G. She feels better. This symptom generally happens in the morning, and it is not present every day, period. The symptom may last for 2-3 minutes, period. She does not feel this symptom while she is walking or doing her daily activity at home, period. New paragraph. The history of episode of dizziness around 3:30 in the morning on July 18, 2023, period. But on describing further, she says this happened when she tried to go back to bed and she noticed everything is spinning, S-P-I-N-N-I-N-G, and it lasted for 10 to 15 minutes, period. She took her BP at that time, and it was high, but then she kept taking BP for rest of the day, and slowly it decreased. So by evening, his BP was within normal range, period. Still palpitation at times, but generally under stressful situation, period. She did had a echocardiogram about 11 years ago when she was having palpitation under stress, and echocardiogram at that time was normal, period. No history of edema of feet, coma, cough with expectoration, or bleeding tendency, period, new paragraph. Past history. She's been diagnosed to have diverticulosis and a heartburn, period. She also says she has a history of asthma, period. History of snoring, and she thinks she may have obstructive sleep apnea, period. History of hypertension, coma, hypercholesterolemia, and prediabetes, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Allergy, she says one antibiotic causes vomiting, but no anaphylactic reaction so far, period. New paragraph, social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 69 due to heart problem, period. He had a hypertension and diabetes, period. Mother is alive at the age of 80 years, and she does not have any medical problem, period. new paragraph. The personalis is 5 feet 6 inch tall. Period. Her weight is 220 pound. Period. Her weight has remained same over last 1 year. Period. Her desk. Her work involved desk job, D E S K, and she worked for UPS. U capital, P for Peter, capital S for Sam capital. Period. She is under increased stress lately. Period. History of asthma. Period. And history of snoring. Period. Social history. She does not smoke. Period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol. Period. New paragraph. Menstrual history. She is going through menopause now. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative. Period. Pupil equal and react to the light. Period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing. Period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement. Period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis pedis, which are 2x4, and both posterior tibial 4x4. Period. No carotid bruit. Period. No obvious skin problem detected. Period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in the right superior extremity first reading is 170 over 100 millimeters of mercury. Period. Few minutes later, the blood pressure in both superior extremity 164 over 96 millimeters of mercury. Period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized. Period. S1 and S2 are normal. Period. There is ejection systolic leak and 2x6 ejection systolic murmur in the aortic area. Period. The murmur is short and ends before mid-systole. Period. No S3. Period. No S4 noted. Period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides. Period. There are no RALS or ronchi. Period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly. Period. There is no guarding or rigidity. Period. New paragraphs. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted. Period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit. Period. New paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, and within normal limit. Period. New paragraph. Analysis. Patient has a progressive shortness of breath over last 1 year with a risk factor of hypertension, coma, hypercholesterolemia, and pre-diabetes. Period. In view of progressive shortness of breath, plan is to evaluate for cardiomyopathy and any structural valve problem. Period. Plan is to do echocardiogram. Period. New paragraph. In view of her risk factor, plan is also to request coronary calcium score. Period. The pros and cons of calcium score were explained to the patient in detail, which she understood well and she agreed. Period. New paragraph. In view of higher blood pressure, patient was advised to take Valsartan, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, 160 milligram PO twice a day. Period. She is advised to monitor her blood pressure at home and bring her blood pressure instrument next time to the office visit. Period. She is also advised low salt, coma, low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid diet. Period. She is asked to increase her walking distance gradually with the ultimate goal of at least walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Period. She is also advised stress reduction. Period. She also gives history of anxiety and increased stress for last 1 year. Period. New paragraph. Progressive shortness of breath. for last 1 year with about 50% decrease in functional capacity. Next line, number two, evaluate for cardiomyopathy, period. Next line, number three, hypertension not controlled, period. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, pre-diabetes. Number six, moderate degree of obesity, period. Number seven, history of anxiety and stress for 1 year, period. Next line, number eight, history of diverticulosis. Next line, number nine, history of heartburn. Next line, number 10, history of asthma, period. Number 11, history of snoring, period. Patient may have obstructive sleep apnea, period. And number 12, history of dizziness, but from her description, it appears to be due to acute labyrinthitis. B for boy, RY, N for Nancy, T for Tom, H, I for India, T for Tom, I for India, S for Sam, period. New paragraph, plan is to request the echocardiogram to evaluate for shortness of breath, cardiomyopathy, and structural wall abnormality, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.